Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Wes, what are you doing? Never again.
I wanted to get your reaction.
Never. You know what my reaction's going to be. Doc Walker, Nick Ashew in for Grant and Danny. You Miley Cyrus fan?
She's a pro.
Yeah.
No, I'm appreciated. I haven't purchased any of her music,
I can't
she's
imagine
a pro.
That. Though I would love to hear you just come up to the studio one day and I just hear some Miley Cyrus just bumping out of your
car.
No,
I can go with it because music is moods.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of mood I'm in at night works.
Are you still a Christmas music year-round
Absolutely.
Kind of guy?
I knew it. I'll never not be that.
You know, I was driving into the studio today, mm-hmm. and, you know, we're getting to that point. I thought, yeah. I wonder if Doc still loves Christmas music.
Always.
Yeah. You're the only person I know that will listen to Christmas music year-round. I don't, but here's the thing.
I'm not surprised.
I kind of get it.
If you have the ability to tranquilize yourself, mm-hmm. that's all you're doing. You make yourself heavy metal,
mm-hmm.
Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Does it every day
mm-hmm.
in that. I'm doing it in certain times of the year.
Yeah.
That may not be December, but if you have a way to send them endorphins to the right place, make you feel good about something, that's what's better than that. And it's just the classics, and it takes you back to the mood. Because most kids, what is their happiest time of the year? It's not report card time.
No, it's not report card time. Well, maybe. You get straight A's, it might be.
Okay, who do you know in our group to get straight A's? Other than Sheehan.
Okay. Well, you know.
Yeah, other than Kevin. So,
she's saying Chris Russell did not get straight A's.
No, I don't think the Rooster got straight A's. I don't think the Rooster had perfect attendance either.
I want you to know my teachers were the stupid ones.
Yeah, him and that kid BTP. No. But no, man, it's nothing about that. Chestnuts open, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, and instantly I can go to that form of Christmas because we were all manipulated by a gift.
Mm-hmm.
There was something you felt like you had to have.
Mm-hmm.
We're really rotten to our parents because we rated them. They did all this all year, and we would rate them based on that day. And that gift, we were just rotten people.
Well, when you're a kid, people. You're not thinking about that kind of stuff.
I know, but,
you know.
But it has an impact.
Yeah.
It's one of the three things I think you remember a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of them.
And it's true. I used to try and see where my parents hid Christmas presents as a kid. I'd see if
you
I could.
Did too?
Oh, I was a snooper, man.
Man, that was so much fun.
Wasn't it? It's like a scavenger hunt. I think that's why I like heist movies or like treasure hunt movies.
Oh, yeah.
Because I would do that as a kid.
I did it. And I'll tell you what, the brain is such a dangerous thing mm-hmm. for those that have one. You, I would have bet my life that I actually saw Claus, the deer, the whole thing.
Yeah.
In the sky going. I had convinced myself that that was real, and I actually captured it. My mom would go to sleep. She'd go, you know, you got to go to bed. And I'd wait for her. I wanted to see. She could, you know, come up and she'd have this sweet potato pie, whatever she could put out there from him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, she had me. Because you trust your mom. You trust.
Of course.
You trust.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, if you do this, he's going to do that for you. If you, I'm like, yeah, okay. I was trying to stay up. Then you would doze.
Mm-hmm.
I'd walk around. I'd see the gift. I was trying to catch him there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd knock out. And just every single time.
It's always the case.
Two cups. She talked. So I go, why would you do that to me? Me thinking about it. Worked. It worked, man. And I was like so impressionable at that point because you trust her so much. And I never caught it, but I swear I saw that thing in the sky. And you can talk yourself into anything, and that's why the imagination is so incredible and why those of us that love sports, we get to hide behind that. We jump into that.
Of course.
And we get to live a life through somebody else's effort. Our enjoyment or pain, either way, that's why it's no good unless you're all in as a fan.
Oh, there's no, and again, I you know me, I joked for years about putting teams in the friend zone here. That was always my bit in previous. But I meant it. Because we got let down, and this was pre-Capitals even breaking the
That's
DC
true.
Sports curse.
That's true.
But there is a certain point where you just get so emotionally broken year after year. It's why I feel like this. I feel bad for fan bases that have suffered because I know what it's like to suffer as a fan of certain teams. Now the Nats and Caps have won, so I was able to cover two parades and be there, and it was so cool to be a part of that.
Caps,
and then the Caps was special because the Caps was the one that ended everything. And then you get the Nats right after that. And then you're just going like, oh, and then the Mystics win. And then you're going, then it's like one after the other. And you're thinking, okay. And then everything kind of just tails off. But last year with the Commanders going to an NFC Championship game and winning 12 games, you're just thinking like, oh, this is going to be every year.
You're hoping.
And I think that's what's also hit a lot of people. And listen, I'm a fan of this team just because I talk about sports for a living. I'm a fan of this team, win or lose.
Yeah.
But it's what I think has hit a lot of people so much harder is that we're like, oh, man, we are out of that Dan Snyder era. Oh, my God, it feels like it again. It's not, but it feels that way. And I think that's what makes so much of this. I mean, that's where the emotional connection comes in with all of this is like, we've got our quarterback. It's finally our time. Oh, my God, everybody's hurt this year. I mean, everybody's hurt this year. And it just feels like you're getting slapped in the face with everything that's going on. But it's why I keep saying it may feel like that era, but it's not that era. But the key is that this organization now moving forward has to say, okay, we got this. We're going to turn it around. This is part of the plan, and we're going to show you. If you don't show us that you can make this team a true contender, that because it's not about winning 1 year, 2 years, win now. We've done the win now thing in this city. We've seen this team do that where it's let's go out and spend money on insert a million free agent names right here. It's about building a team that year after year is going to be at the top of the division. Because if you look at the NFC, got a lot of talented teams. You look at the NFC East, you got Howie Roseman and the Eagles, who are not afraid to add more talent, it feels like almost every week. Way before the trade deadline, it's like, oh, there's the Eagles making another trade. Buy low, sell high. Like, they're doing that all the time. So you're not just competing with, like, your own rebuild. You're competing with keeping pace with the Eagles as the contender, even if they're off, like, they're off. It's not like their offense looked good last night. I mean, you've got Devonta Smith coming out saying that, basically ripping the offense. Jalen Hurts has been catching strays left and right from people, but they still find ways to win, and they're so deep with young talent that you know the Eagles are going to be there for a long period of time. You've got to build a team that can also compete year after year after year with that Eagles team if you're the Commanders.
Being good every year is what you want, no doubt about it. If you weren't disappointed upon failure, you wouldn't be real. How'd you like to be Dallas?
Yeah.
Almost 0 for 30. They're paying the guy $60 million. Just look at what you have to do. They're willing to commit to that.
Mm-hmm.
And even though they fail year after year after year, they're the most valued franchise. So we say we're chasing it to win,
right?
But in the end, popularity exceeds excellence in this generation.
Oh, I mean, you're not wrong. I mean, think for how many years this Washington franchise with all the names, with all the things, going back to obviously even peak spending in the Dan Snyder era as the Redskins. They were for a while a top 10 most valuable franchise in the NFL. Mm-hmm. You started to see the problems and the more of the, oh no, once they dropped, once it got to the point, and I remember it was on this station, it was on 980, I would say all the time, stop going. The only way this organization is going to know that you're pissed off, stop going to games. And I'm not going to say that I'm the only one that made that happen, Doc, but I will say we did see more and more Eagles fans at games late in the season. Things like that show where
your organization was selling to third-party ticket people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, there's so much more to
it
than that.
They sabotage themselves. Yeah. But that's how ignorant they were.
Oh, well, again, there was a—I mean, we could go down the list of all the things that went wrong there. But, you know, when you're in this position now of showing that it's going to be different, understanding what happened before and making sure that you don't do the same thing again, that's a massive responsibility. But it's also something you have to understand that, like, fans are skeptical right now. This fan base is skeptical still. And I don't blame anybody that is. But I do still believe that until it's proven otherwise, that this is a much better situation than where it was before. Because quite frankly, that was rock bottom. That was basically rock bottom for what an organization could be.
And it hurt, and it doesn't feel good. And it starts to multiply in ways that it's just bad for morale. It's bad for everything. But when you get a team rolling, I think we all know it. And the collegiate side is even worse.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how hard it is to stay on top. Do you remember the Arch Manning Pub at the beginning of the season?
Oh, how could you not? They were the number one ranked team. They're the preseason number one. It's like,
and he's a Heisman hopeful. He hadn't played. I mean, that's how anxious we are to brag about things.
Yes.
Now he's showing his character now. Horns, they're coming. I mean, they're making a move. But so many people are good now. My favorite story is Indiana, because they're showing you what's possible. And they defy that, oh, you got to be a blue blood to win. No,
Kurt Cignetti has done an unbelievable job there.
Because you have to have been a part of something like that to relate to it and understand it. That's why I think Dick Vermeil is one of the greatest ever at what he did. Mm-hmm. Because when you take programs that don't want to spend the top money, but yet they want to win, and you win with them despite themselves, then it becomes in vogue. Ohio State, Michigan, they're going to always be at a level. They put their money where their mouth is.
Mm-hmm.
The programs that talk it and then criticize their coach, but yet don't send them a check to the program. That's what most people do. Virginia was a story this year. You know, I love it when one of ours gets to the point where they exceed, go beyond. We got a rich area, and it produces teams like that that can beat and slay a giant.
Yeah.
That's what you want to see. And, you know, that's why seeing Georgetown and Maryland on the hardwood again brought back great memories. I could just hear Coach talking now and seeing because Gary was there.
Yeah.
Two badasses. That's what you want.
Oh,
two mono programs. And that's what makes it fun. I hope they continue. I hope we're going back into that phase. But they were national teams.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't local teams. They were national teams. That did this at a very high level. And we got the benefit from the byproduct, the buzz. That's what Ovechkin, talk about an investment.
Right.
That's rare. To get somebody that good, he's been that good this long.
This long. And we don't give longevity enough credit sports.
It's hard.
And I understand this is about to be this is going to put a spotlight on a topic that we don't need to, it's going to take a whole segment. LeBron James does not get enough credit for that longevity in his career and the level that he's played at. I know Father Time's starting to catch up now. I mean, now we're dealing with sciatica. We know he's getting old now if we're dealing with sciatica injury.
What better way to save him? What's the least important time of the year?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
He
could play 50 games in the regular season, no back to backs, be ready for the playoffs.
Yeah. And the team now has filled in that void.
Mm-hmm.
He had nothing to do with they're doing it.
Yeah.
It's time. It's just certain time, but no, he's a freak. The longevity thing, you know, Coach would always say, Father Time is undefeated.
Mm-hmm. You know, I still think of that quote all the time. There are things that Coach, Thompson would say. Yeah, when I worked with him back, you know, and I'm just this little 20 something. You're like, oh, coach, this is, and it's just like that stuff still sticks with me today.
And we'll be saying it for 50 years.
Yeah, yeah. I'd rather calm a fool than raise a corpse. I love that quote.
He was so far ahead. But that's why he was able to lead men. He's a leader of men, young men.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't playing with grown-ass men. He was playing with young men.
Right, right.
I'd love to see him on a pro level with grown-ass. Mm-hmm. That would have been worth the price of admission. Or as he would talk about often, coaching girls, women. Because what Pat was doing down in Tennessee, he talked about that a lot. The fact that we still talk about him and still can remember what an influence. He was hanging with us. Seriously.
Yeah.
And he didn't seem annoyed by it.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed like that's part of who he was and what he was on this earth to do. As much as he messed with us, he was dropping you seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still talking about him.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the ripple effect. That's the benefit of it. I think it's important. That and he felt so much joy from coaching.
Yeah.
And being around, young people but still never lost that competitive edge.
Oh no.
Never lost.
No,
that.
Never.
Never.
No,
I mean that was something. And I just remember those games and remember the championships, and there's still nothing that equals March Madness to me.
Out of ever, even the Super Bowl?
I'll repeat it. I got ahead of myself.
Okay.
There's still nothing that measures March Madness to me.
Okay.
Super Bowl's outstanding.
Yeah.
But it's not inclusive. There's only two teams. There's four maybe that are really good in this. And it's not like the lower seeds don't ever win. They do.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we keep, now these, I'm sure these brainiacs will F it up.
Well, every time they get involved. Teams, yeah, they keep adding
and the whole thing. And, but it's still going to be, and the St. Mary's, what's equal that for me? Nothing. God rest her soul. She just passed. Yeah. That, and they won. It shows you how people can be influenced and why most coaches aren't worth the oxygen in their lungs. Because when you find people that are like Cignetti, when you find people like that, how can that exist now with all the money that's thrown at these blue blood programs? All the kids over there now making Grand Theft Auto. And they won't hit a dead man. And here's a guy at JMU. And he goes and takes his people, keeps his people with him. That's the guy I want on a Netflix special. I all due respect to Tyson and Deion, all them. And I'll watch it. And I'm sure I will. Put Cignetti on tape.
That's an example of great leadership because you've seen it carry over to multiple programs.
Programs.
And listen, that works at anything in life.
And transferred 21, 22 of his troops up to where he went.
Because he knew that they could compete at that level, exactly. And he also knew that you could get the most out of them even at that. And that's the key. And then that goes back to where the Commanders are now. The rest of the season has to be getting the most out of everybody that's actually out there and healthy, because you got to know who you're keeping around, who you got to work with moving forward. All right, Doc Walker, Nick Ashew in for Grant and Danny on The Fan.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure.
Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Walker, in for Grant and Danny. Man, Monumental was on over here. The Wizards game is done now with Jordan, and then they're just showing OV goals. I could just sit and watch this stuff all day, man.
Yeah, because of great memories.
Oh, the nostalgia. You and I were talking during the break about just like nostalgia in this town and all the, you know, everything that certainly happened through all the different eras. There, we have lived, the one thing we can guarantee, whatever happens with Jaden Daniels, whatever happens with this Commanders era, all this, the Alex Ovechkin era in this city is one of the greatest for any sports fans, for any team, any group, period. That is the highest level of greatness, period, right there. And that will always be a part of this. And I think sometimes people, I don't want to say take it for granted, but I think because we talked about longevity, right? Guys that have just been able to play for so long, it gets taken for granted. For Alex Ovechkin to do what he does still at this age in a physical game like that, unbelievable.
And he's still the most physical guy on the ice if he wants to be.
He's still going
to
pop guys up. I mean, it's unbelievable.
If Tom played for another team,
yeah,
you think he'd back down?
Yeah.
That's King Kong Godzilla. They just happen to be on the same team.
Right.
But Ovi, man, I always consider him a middle linebacker, fullback type.
Yeah, that's true.
But he's also a sprinter. See, when you add speed to any athlete, top-end speed, that be you elite. That's the area few people ever get to be in that zone. Because what separates and defines most of us is speed. People have elite speed and quickness. Mm-hmm. That it pops out. It just jumps out at you. That's why those pass rushers we talk about, they all have that. They all have that. And they're powerful, but it's about speed. And then we got a young receiver now, the Tech, who's flashing a little bit. What's he have? Speed. He accelerates well. We just got to get him to catch the ball.
Mm-hmm. Great kick returner, though. Punt return. I mean, that's
he's a weapon. It's like we talked about the Wiz odds. We just got to identify, do we have quick twitch players? Do we have enormous linemen that dominate people?
That Cam Whitmore dunked the other night, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, that was.
So there's a lot of athletes. There's a lot of young athletes on that team.
You got to start somewhere.
And I think that's, again, that's why I like what the Wizards are doing in
I
the
do
sense
too now.
That it's just, right. You can't,
I can see something now.
But you can't do this for 5 years. It has to be now. We're going to, again, you got 12 guys that are 24 or younger on that team. Not everyone's going to stick. But if you got two or three that you say, okay, we can build around them and add some more loaded draft coming up, then you're starting to build momentum. Then you're starting to build something that can actually be a competitive team. Evaluation can only go so long, but if you do it right, it doesn't have to last that long.
It doesn't.
And guys will start to show that as they get more of that opportunity.
OKC is a model.
100%.
And it is done to, they have layers of youth, experience, and athleticism. And you got to have aliens.
They also have the best general manager in the NBA in
Sam Presti.
He's
proven to be that. He's proven
without
to be
question
that.
To me. I would argue one of the best in sports, like up there with Howie Roseman, as just insanely good at what they do and identifying that talent. Unbelievable.
Yeah, and it's a lot easier when you have great players.
Yeah, well, yeah, but you have to find them. Remember, you're not getting free agents going to OKC.
And one was hurt. You got to be able to win shorthanded.
Right.
That's why I've been saying this for 30 years. The Miami Dolphins are the only team in the NFL. What's left? Undefeated season for an NFL team. But the one that did it with the backup quarterback playing over half the games.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? Well, he's the Hall of Fame coach to keep the glue together, Shula. What were they predominantly? A run play, run first team. Zonka.
Yeah.
Okay. And the defense was underrated. But flying all over the place, making things happen. And their kicker was what? Dependable.
Yeah.
So I don't care who you are. That's the guide right there. If you want to be a good football team, you want to be great, you have to possess those elements. You got no chance. So when somebody goes hurt, that's why people say, he's hurt. It doesn't even affect me anymore. Because if the only team in the history of this great sport did it, with a backup quarterback in it, everybody else, man, do you know what up and move forward.
It's evaluating a lot of depth starting Sunday for the Commanders in Madrid. I don't think there's any question that that's what it's going to have to be. We saw Bill Belichick earlier up at the podium as they're showing Giants highlights right now. And as the Giants blew another lead, Doc, a team in the NFC East that thought they had their quarterback, but he can't avoid taking a hit if you're Jackson Dart. I'm watching these highlights right now. Brian Daboll fired. So, of course, Bill Belichick got the question today about the Giants. And, of course, this headline, Belichick not thinking Giants. Well, of course he's going to say that. But this is where the backdoor negotiations could start.
Can I give the question to his agent, not him?
That's what I'd like
to
know.
That's what the question should go to,
I just wonder, like, in all honesty, if you're North Carolina, do you look and maybe go, you know, he wants to take another job, we'd be cool with that. Because the buyouts right now in college football are ridiculous. If you're North Carolina, do you sit and go, you know, Bill, if you want to go back to the NFL, that's cool. You know, go ahead. Go take the Giants job. Now, I'm not saying that that's the right choice, but I'm also not looking for the Giants or rooting for the Giants to do the right thing either.
They can break even, if not even make a profit, off how many people know that UNC actually plays football now because of Belichick.
Wes just got in my ear. He goes, it's up to his girlfriend. I'm like, well, you're actually not wrong. Maybe. That's probably true.
Maybe. You know? But I'll tell you what. For Tar Heel football, and I hate to say it because Mack Brown is a hell of a coach. And I covered them for 12 years. They had some great program, great team. Football, they don't take it like basketball. It's not their revenue producer. But they weren't slouches. And now people all over the world know about Carolina football.
It's true. So if but at some point, you got to start winning games.
Well, cut that payroll back. Get the circus out. Get another. You watch what happens. You could clean it up.
Honestly, if I'm an NFL team, I'm not hiring Bill Belichick. At this point in his career, he's already established what his legacy is. After this, is he just trying to chase the all-time wins record? Is he just doing enough to be happy and still be in football, or does he actually want to win? Does he want to go? I know he wants to win, but is it the same desire that he had in his peak time
with the Patriots? Maybe even more now.
I think it'd be the opposite. Come on.
Only reason because of what has been said about him over the last 5 years. You've been in whatever this thing is he's got going now with baby girl. Then you've got cheating associated with your name and around. You also have losing. And Tom Brady kept winning. Vrabel, and you've produced.
But you can't change the narrative because he's never going, like, at this point, Tom Brady's retired. Now the narrative has become, well, Tom Brady, not Belichick.
Right.
I mean, yes, if he won a Super Bowl with the Giants, but let's be realistic here. It's probably not happening. Like, if you're Belichick, you can at least say the job in college was the almost retirement job. I wanted to work with the kids. You go back to the NFL, you better win. Because that's only going to hurt your legacy. It's not going to help you.
If he's got Dart and he doesn't bring over his old OC,
yeah,
then you got a chance. Dart is an interesting prospect.
I mean, listen, he's fun. Jackson Dart is fun to watch.
Yeah.
But he's been evaluated for four concussions this year. Four.
Yeah.
You can't do that as a quarterback.
That's why the coach is fired.
Yeah. Well, he's not. There's only so much you can do to get your quarterback to slide. Ask RG3.
I mean, great point. If I had a bell, I hit the ching, ching, ching bell right now. When you hit good points, it's good stuff. This is good stuff. All I know is this. Don't tell me that the thought didn't enter his mind.
Oh, I'm sure it did. I'm sure it still is.
Because UNC is playing better now.
Mm-hmm.
See, Bill's going to eventually win. I think if he stays, he's going to win.
At North Carolina?
Yeah. He's going to win far more than he ever loses. He's too smart to fail at this. Because the people you're going up against are weak.
Wes, you are a college football guy. You are immersed in that world. Can Bill Belichick win at North Carolina? Or should he go to the Giants?
He's a Hokie.
I know he's a Hokie. And also a Buckeye.
Now, define winning.
A program that... All right, how about this? College football playoff team.
I think that now with NIL, I don't think he's able to adapt with that. And the ACC is wide open, like teams like Georgia Tech. I know I do not think he's going to win at North Carolina.
I just don't see it. I don't see it. It just feels like a hollow job for him. Like, it just doesn't feel like something that's going to end with any success.
Well, first of all, they've had success.
What, North Carolina?
North Carolina football has had success. It's not their basketball program.
No, I'm talking about this year. I'm not talking about in the past. I know in the past, sure.
Yeah.
They've had great quarterbacks
he's
there.
He's closing the gap. He's learning the game and the system. And they have too much influence not to be able to get some players in there. And eventually...
Does a 19, 18-year-old kid see Bill Belichick in his living room and think, I have to go play for him?
Most 19-year-old kids are being influenced a little bit by their parents.
Mm-hmm.
Pops is going to tell him, look, Slim, this is... Because we want to... Maybe you can be a pro. Bill's influence may not be the greatest in college, but when he evaluates talking to these pro, mm-hmm. it's a good way for you to... If you want to play a long time.
Yeah.
I still can't... You'll never be able to convince me he doesn't know football. You just can't.
Yeah.
He's so far ahead of the curb. If he can get some people to follow out what he wants them to do, I think he's capable of doing what Cignetti has done at Indiana.
I don't see it. I don't see it in North Carolina. Okay.
Because he's not a slacker.
Yeah.
What does it take? You got to live wherever you work. That's him.
Yeah.
He never has to go
home
because
she's there.
But
is he as focused on this now, or is he distracted with the relationship and then the reality TV shows and documentaries that didn't happen that were going to happen?
I can't say that when he's been such a cyborg that maybe got distracted a little bit. Mm-hmm. But believe me, he can bounce. If I bet on him to bounce back, I wouldn't bet on him to fail.
So you could see him making UNC a college football playoff team?
Well, there are a lot of playoff teams that don't make it that are worthy and don't get in. Because it's conference.
Right. A team
a
that's a team
Georgia
that's
Tech just had a magical year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see him doing that. I can see him because eventually he's going to get a parent that has a kid that plays really good at quarterback. It's, mm-hmm. it's quarterback and running back.
Right.
And defense. The defensive people, how could you not, if your kid plays D on defense, how could you not want him to be influenced by the GOAT
mm-hmm.
for 4 years at a university?
There's a lot of good programs out there, though, with a lot of money to spend, too.
And he got it, too.
Yeah.
Bill's not broke. Bill could do some NIL if he wanted to on his own. He don't have to.
But if you
UNC
got like,
is blue
if
blood.
You got like Oregon and Alabama and Ohio State and also North Carolina, you're probably not picking North Carolina.
I remember Oregon wasn't good when I was in college.
Yeah.
I remember somebody turned it around.
I know.
You know what? It's money.
Sure.
It's influence. Bill is loaded with money and influence. That's why I think it has a chance to work because of him. If he's serious about it. Now, if baby girl has controlled his brain, then all bets are off.
Well, might be the case.
Well, okay, then I'm wrong. Then all bets are off.
Then that changes everything.
He's the most powerful force on the planet. He may not be able to defy it.
All right, he's Doc Walker. I'm Nick Ashew. We are in for Grant and Danny on The Fan.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Nick Ashew, Doc Walker on the Fan, in for Grant and Danny. Travis Hunter's out for the year. One of my favorite young players in the NFL.
You know, he plays. I love it when people say, you know, you want to play like he would play for free. Don't do that, Slim. Don't do that. You need to be covered. But he just was so joyful.
Mm-hmm.
The game, he worked to be great at it, going both ways. And he just seemed like a likable dude who just wanted to play ball. His size never bothered me. I'm hearing more people concerned about JD5's size now.
Yeah. But that was the conversation, him even getting drafted. That was part of it.
But, you know, if you have that gift and you have to be accompanied with speed, when you give me small and slow, I don't ever like that. But you can be tiny. If you fly around, we'll come up with something for you. Because the key is, how elusive are you? This is important that we get 5 to get 2 or 3 in these games under his belt. We got to get a streak going. I don't care if we end up with a 2-game. We got to get a streak going, because that's when we're at our best. They play off that momentum. We keep the defense on his heels because we're going up tempo and we're not predictable. We miss that. We got to get that mojo back.
There was a point against the Chiefs where you watch the Commanders and you said, okay, like, they understand that this urgency is what's going to keep them in this game. And that first quarter was one of the, first quarter that was just essentially not a joke. I mean, it's been embarrassing. every first quarter across the board for the Commanders. So they're always playing from behind, which is already difficult enough. But doing that against the Cowboys and the Chiefs and, you know, the Lions and teams that have all these weapons offensively and can do all these different things, I feel like the Chiefs game almost was like almost this last gasp that they just couldn't finish, right? Multiple fourth downs they couldn't convert. A couple of early interceptions from Patrick Mahomes, one in the first quarter, one early second quarter. Mm-hmm. And you're going, they're getting a chance. Like everything, they were getting handed this opportunity, but they couldn't capitalize on those fourth downs. And then the Chiefs said, okay, now too late. You had your chance. And they just stepped on their throat. And it's been awful ever since. I mean, that was really the turning point where it felt like that last moment with this team. And then you're going, oh, this is just like the holes. You can't put yourself in a position where you're digging yourself out of holes against elite offenses in the NFL because you're always playing from behind, especially when your defense can't stop anybody. Anybody.
It was a kick in the gut.
It was awful.
Because they were talking to themselves. And if you're up and I'm on that team and we're sticking it to Kansas City, we feel like, okay, mojo, back, we got it. They expected to win that. And when they didn't and couldn't change the course of time, reality starts to sit in. Then that doubt comes in. And then if people are smart, they jump on you because we're wounded. We're wounded mentally, physically, and for this team, more importantly, spiritually. Because they really believed in talking themselves into this brotherhood thing. Well, now you've been exposed now. People are looking at you as major corporation's motto was this and that. And now you're not living up to what you said you were about. That's why it's perfect that it's the Dolphins.
Yeah.
And it's perfect that it's on another side of the world.
Away from everything.
Away from everything.
Yeah.
Now, the question is, who gets home field advantage feel? The Dolphins or the Commanders?
Well, they haven't played games in Madrid, so it's not. I don't know what the fan base is like there, but the Dolphins have played more international games. So my question then becomes, are the Dolphins more of an international draw right now?
I think it's a smart question.
Yeah.
Because we don't know.
I don't know the answer
to it. But let's just say that it leans Dolphins. And we turn it over early.
Mm-hmm.
Now that trip, that distance, maybe the food that didn't settle well with you, another, all kind of things that come up. Because I felt that way when we were in London or Osaka.
We don't speak of Osaka.
Well, I do. It was a hell of a trip, hell of an experience.
Well, yeah.
Or in college, going to Japan Bowl, you always think in the back of your mind, what you're eating, is this going to help me or hurt me?
Really?
Yeah, I did. Always.
Really?
Yeah, because you're in a place you're not accustomed to being.
I mean, that's smart.
And suppose you get set up or somebody puts, all you need is disrupt you for 24, 46 hours. I was always conscious of that. You know, I don't drink nothing out of a bottle of can unless I break the seal.
Yep.
You know, so I don't have no water. You can't bring me nothing that doesn't have a seal on it. Because I think that way. I'm thinking, you know, well, because all they do is throw you off your game, 24-hour flu, virus, blah, 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 and you're not your same yourself. Because that's how I think. If I was hosting something in another country and you come in, yeah, I mean, you got to be thinking. Somebody's got to be thinking that should think
well,
like that.
It also could just be like it's not food you're used to eating, and then you eat it, and then your stomach's all torn up, and you're running the locker room every 10 minutes with the runs.
That could happen. Would I be trying to do something like that purposely? I can't say it or not. But it would cross my mind.
You can either confirm nor deny.
Yeah, that X-Lax trick. It would cross my mind. Yeah, if they think they're eating pudding and they go out there and all of a sudden they got
Why do you have to go to pudding after we're talking about diarrhea here?
No, because the guy's got to eat it first. So I figured, you know, on the training table, Jell-O, put something out there. Okay. Yeah. And then big guys may go after it. But it's funny, man. It really is thinking out of state. It's like the Thursday night game. Not every idea is a good idea.
Right. Oh, so
they're
funny.
Doing this for money.
It's funny you say that. I mean, listen, it's great to have more football to a point, but I think we can agree that we have had far more sloppy games on Thursday night on short weeks than any other game of the week.
I don't think Thursday's good for your health.
I don't think so. You can't talk about player health and then have these short weeks.
Yes, you can. if you pay them, because the players took the cash.
That's true.
Had these veteran committees and stuff said, we're not having it, because it doesn't affect the coaches, trainer. It only affects the players who have to recover in that amount of time and have that full contact. The team that travels is at a distinct disadvantage. I don't care what anybody says. You're at a distinct disadvantage.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you leave your game and fly to that city. Never go back home. Extend it. Mm-hmm. The Niners do that regularly.
Yep.
Certain teams will do it. The Commanders did it. They went out to Arizona for 4 days or whatever.
Yeah.
Encompass 3 or 4 nights of hotels, but get your guys' body clock back in sync. I gained even more respect for the organization when they did that, because I know that last clown show would have never done that.
No way. Those are the little details that you have to pay attention to, and those are the things that can throw a team off or not with these international games, going overseas and dealing with that.
You know who does it every time they come to the East Coast?
Who?
Niners,
yeah. Yeah, they've got that. Well, these West Coast to East Coast, man, that hits guys hard. So you're smart if you play in that Pacific time zone to prepare ahead of time and get adjusted to everything.
You feel going to Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
That's no joke. That's why I really was proud of the Seahawks coming, because that trip, it's the longest stretch.
Yeah.
And you do that and come out and be competent. We get home from that at 4 or 5 in the morning. We've hit that airport before, and the sun's coming up. And that's the way you got to start your week.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that doesn't have an effect.
Absolutely.
Oh, guys, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Doc Walker, Nick Ashew, we're in for Grant and Danny on The Fan.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.